Vaccine passports now come to Boston. Good morning, Boston. Okay, my friends, a lot to talk about today. Huge developments on the border regarding the Haitian migrants. Massive political developments. The issue of these vaccine mandates are just getting, it's getting more insane by the day. And a bombshell story. You don't want to miss today's show. But my friends, this is both a local and now a huge national story. Vaccine passports are now being rolled out, not just in Canada, in Australia, in New Zealand, in parts of the European Union, but they're now coming to Boston itself. Yesterday, the TD Garden, apparently in collaboration with the Boston Bruins, with the Boston Celtics, with TD Bank, now say starting September 30th. So I guess next week, you want to go see a show at the TD Garden, a concert at the TD Garden. You want to see the Celtics or the Bruins play at the TD Garden. No vaccine card, no passport. You will not be allowed to enter. To be more specific, what the TD Garden announced in a statement, and they say they have the full support and backing of the Celtics, of the Bruins, of everyone who handles, I guess, concerts or shows at the Garden, is that you must present proof that you have taken the jab, that you are fully vaccinated, no jab, no entry, or proof of a very recent, valid negative test for the coronavirus. If you do not show proof of a negative test, or what they really want, obviously, is a card that says you have been vaccinated, the vaccine passport, they are not going to let you in. They don't care if you bought the tickets ahead of time. They don't care how much you paid for the tickets. They don't care what kind of natural immunity you have. They just don't care. In fact, if you want to know the truth, you can be fully vaccinated, have the coronavirus, and they'll let you in. Just show them the stupid card that you've been vaxxed, and they let you in. Now, a couple of points, and then I want to open it up to you. 617-266-6868 is the number. Now, what's happening is, and I think they're making a huge mistake. They're making a huge mistake, and I'll tell you why, on multiple grounds. Number one, they're obviously teeing off and upsetting the unvaccinated. Now, I know many liberals like that because they're all into persecuting people now. Now they just want to do it based on this, their vaccination status, and not like what they used to do on the color of their skin, as the Democrats were the party that imposed Jim Crow and segregation throughout the South. So white liberals in the past supported segregation based on skin color. Now they're supporting it based on vaccination status. The problem is this. You're not just upsetting the unvaccinated, which is going to cost them a lot of money. You're also upsetting the vaccinated, because many vaccinated people are rightly saying, along with this vaccine mandate, the TD Garden is also imposing a mask mandate. And according to the TD Garden in their statement, and this is now going to be their official policy, it doesn't matter how many shots you've taken. You can even have the booster shot. You can have 100 vaccine shots to combat the coronavirus. If you get into the Garden, you want to watch a show, watch a game, that face diaper must be on your face at all times, unless you are, their words, actively eating or drinking. So if you're not, you know, shoving a hot dog in your mouth, or, you know, slurping on a Coke, or, you know, guzzling some beer, you don't have that mask on, you're out. You're out. And so there's already huge backlash on social media from many fans, many potential concert goers saying, so what's the point of me being vaccinated? The reason why I got vaccinated is that I could start to live a semi-normal life. Now I have to wear a mask? Well, that was the whole point of getting vaccinated. So I don't have to wear a mask because in theory, I'm supposed to be completely protected and inoculated. So why do I need to wear a mask? So now you want me to take the shot? I take the shot and I still got to wear the mask? You have to make the experience as uncomfortable as possible? So you now have even the vaccinated who are upset and angry. And they're also angry. Why do I have to bring this stupid card with me wherever I go? Many people now are saying, you know, this whole society that we're recreating, papers, where are your papers? Show me your papers. As the Nazis did, for example, the communists did the exact same thing. Where everywhere you go in society, you got to show your freaking papers. This is the kind of country you want to live in? This is the America you want? And so you have vaccinated fans who are angry. You have unvaccinated fans who are rightly angry. And here's the hypocrisy behind the whole thing. In the NBA, regarding now the Boston Celtics, yes, coaches are now being forced to be vaxxed. Staffers have to be vaxxed. People who work for management have to be vaccinated. But do you know who refused to be vaccinated? Do you know which group says you will not mandate and you must not mandate these vaccines? The players. Many of the players in the NBA refuse to take the jab. And the reason is they're claiming it's racist. Because as many of you know, contrary to the lies and the myths being peddled by the mainstream media, by far the largest group of Americans who are against vaccines, who refuse to be vaccinated, are not Republicans. They're not even Trump Republicans. The largest group, over 70%, who are not vaccinated, and most say they will not take the jab, African Americans. Blacks. The second biggest group, Latinos, over 51%. There's another group, by the way, one of the biggest groups that are against taking the vaccine, the so-called educated, those with graduate or postgraduate degrees, the so-called the highest educated in society are some of the least vaccinated in society. Now, let's leave the last two groups off the table for a second. So you're telling me that many players on the Celtics, many NBA players, you're going to watch a Celtics game or a basketball game, most of the players are not going to be vaccinated? But if you want to be a spectator, you have to be vaccinated or show proof that you have a negative COVID test. So they can play without the jab, but you can't watch without the jab. All in the name of so-called public health, all in the name, supposedly, of combating the coronavirus and the Delta variant. I mean, the hypocrisy here is so freaking thick. You can choke on it. Now, what's also happening, and watch this one. This is going to be a massive story. And the liberals are going to be, they're already paralyzed. They don't know what to do. The Boston Globe doesn't know what to do. The Herald doesn't know what to do. Channel 4, Channel 5, Channel 7, Channel 10, Channel 25. Never mind CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post. Take your pick. Black Lives Matter now says they are going to wage a political holy war against all of these, what they call racist vaccine mandates, that they will not allow African Americans or minorities to have to choose between a jab or their job, between the job and being serviced at a restaurant, or in this case, the job or being seeing a basketball game or a hockey game or a concert. That if they want to go to a Beyonce concert, say, for example, I'm just giving an example, or a Nicki Minaj concert, or I don't take your pick. If they want to go see a concert at the TD Garden, you will not force them to have to take the vaccine or show any papers. And Black Lives Matter is saying this is not just going to be an uprising. They are threatening a potential violent uprising. So now you're going to have Black Lives Matter turn against all of these vaccine mandates and turn on all of these woke white liberals, saying this is, and on this point, they're right. This is a return to segregation. This is a return to a medical form of Jim Crow, to a medical form of apartheid. Now, let me tell you, I rarely go to the TD Garden. I think I've been there, count them on one hand, over the last 10 years. After this, I'm never going to see a show. I'm not going to watch a Bruins or a Celtics game live at the TD Garden. To hell with this. If you're going to impose these mandates on me, I'm done with you. Is it time to boycott the TD Garden and not see a show or a game? Your calls next. .618 on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer. Okay, my friends, the vaccine passports, they begin here in Boston. They're already spreading across the entire country. They're in Rhode Island. They're in New York City, obviously, but even the state of New York, in California, in Oregon, in Washington, in state after state, city after city. And this is not, I'm using the TD Garden now. It's a big story, obviously, but as an example, because this is coming to many arenas and stadiums near you, many concert venues near you. So, are you witnessing this where you live? And do you think now people should be discriminated on their vaccination status, whether they should be allowed to enter an arena, enter a stadium, to watch a hockey game, a basketball game, a concert, a show? And if you don't show proof of vaccination, they will not allow you to go in. And even if you are vaccinated, you must wear a mask at all times, which to me almost defeats the purpose of taking the jab. Because if you're asking me to wear a mask, what you're telling me is I'm not really protected. And others aren't really protected from me. And the whole thing becomes, so let me just to give the TD Garden as an example. I got to spend how much? $200-$400 on tickets if I want to bring a family. Plus, you got to violate my civil rights. Plus, I still got to wear the stupid mask. Plus, I pay for concessions and everything. Food, drink, all of this. And the players don't have to be vaccinated. Does this make any sense? Now, I want to throw one more log on the fire. So what I want to ask you is this. Are you now going to boycott the TD Garden or the local arena or stadium in your community? Because this is being imposed all across the country. It's in different cities, different states. It's like a cancer. It's just metastasizing. So is it time now to boycott these arenas and stadiums if they now want to impose these draconian, to me, tyrannical vaccine mandates? Now, furthermore, according now to Black Lives Matter, they are now threatening, quote unquote, an uprising, in all caps. This is what they're going to call it, a massive uprising in city after city, state after state. They've already gone and made some pretty menacing protests at restaurants and venues where they have required African Americans, many of whom do not want to take the jab, to provide proof of vaccination. When they haven't, they were denied service. And so Black Lives Matter now has been going, and there have been some very, how do I say this, rough and rowdy protests bordering on violence. Now they're threatening to escalate it and take it to another level. Restaurant owners in New York City are now telling de Blasio and telling the governor, we don't want to enforce these vaccine mandates because it's leading to more confrontations. And yes, now some skirmishes and violent acts with Black Lives Matter. That they don't want to touch this now with a 10-foot pole because it's a powder keg. The argument Black Lives Matter is making, because what the woke liberals are trying to claim is, but we're not discriminating based on your skin color. It's just on your vaccination status. But what Black Lives Matter is arguing, and I agree with them on this point, it disproportionately impacts the minority community. What these vaccine mandates do is they disproportionately impact blacks and minorities because they are the two groups, African Americans and Latinos, one and two, that do not want to take or refuse to comply with taking the vaccine. So you may claim it's race neutral, but in reality, it is in fact racism. Because you're disproportionately impacting blacks and minorities. When you deny a black family the right to eat and sit at a restaurant table, that is discrimination, that is racism, that is persecution. And many of them are saying this may have worked in Tennessee or in Alabama 60, 70, 80, 90 years ago. In 2021, it no work. We're not going to take it. And on this one, I stand with Black Lives Matter. On this issue, they're right. Agree, disagree. Will you boycott TD Garden? And is this now racist against minorities? 617-266-6868. It's my honor to have CJ in Boston on. CJ, you're going to start us off. Let her rip, my friend.
Well, first of all, Jeff, you have to ask yourself the question, why has this been allowed to happen? This has always been a constitutional issue, and I don't know why it's taken so long to get to the Supreme Court. There are medical and religious exemptions. As a matter of fact, one of your callers a few weeks ago gave a site, NewsGab, that's GAB.com, in which you can get a form for a religious exemption. I had mine notarized. I'm waiting for my employer to say that we need to be vaccinated. Pfizer just got an emergency approval for the third shot. Now, what is this going to come down to? Is this a one-a-day vitamin type thing to where you're going to have to take one each day? When are people going to realize that these shots just don't work? Were they good for 4 or 5 months now? I'm waiting for them to say it's only good for 1 or 2 days or 1 or 2 weeks. Most studies done on these masks said that most masks don't work. So why are we allowing these businesses and employers to employ mask mandates? Now they want them on the children. Jeff, one of the main ingredients in these vaccines is formaldehyde. Look up formaldehyde. It's been a known carcinogen for years. Have you seen a commercial on television where there hasn't been any adverse effects to the prescription drugs that they're selling on TV? Almost every one of them has an adverse reaction.
CJ, as usual, you're on fire. I want to ask you this. What the TD Garden is now doing, and they're doing it in New York, and they're doing it in LA, and they're doing it in Chicago. So we're kind of following, not leading, but still, it's coming here, it's everywhere. Is this discrimination that now demanding you have to show proof of vaccination, or they will not let you watch a game or go see a concert? And on this issue, when Black Lives Matter says it's racist, are they right? I'm going to talk to CJ. Get his answer, more of your calls. Don't touch that dial. 6:31 on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer. They're coming in city after city. It's like a plague of locusts. And now it hits Boston itself. New York City has it. L.A. has it. Chicago has it. Cities all over the country. Now it's in Boston. Vaccine passports. TD Garden yesterday. Big announcement. You want to see a concert, a show, the Boston Bruins, the Celtics play, it doesn't matter. You don't show proof of a vaccine card that you're fully vaccinated or a very recent valid negative COVID-19 test, you can't come in. They will not allow you to come in and watch the game or the show. And even if you're fully vaccinated, the mask mandate applies. You must wear that mask. So, is this discrimination against Americans? Is it discrimination against the unvaccinated? And is it now time to boycott all of these venues? CJ, we got cut off by the heartbreak. Please pick up where you left off.
Well, absolutely. And you would think that this would be a violation of the HIPAA laws, but nobody is enforcing that. It is against the law to give your medical information without you voluntarily giving that information to anyone. But as you said, on this issue, I stand by Black Lives Matter. You know, let's tear into them. This is something that I would never think to happen, Jeff, where they're actually denying goods and services to people who are healthy, not the sick, but the healthy.
CJ, as usual, drop the mic. CJ, always thank you for your service. God bless you, my friend. A great veteran. Many vets listen to this show, and CJ is one of them as well, and he's a great caller and a great American. 617-266-6868. So I want to ask you, have you seen this come to your city, your town, where an arena, a stadium, whatever it is now pushing vaccine mandates? You can't watch a game, see a concert, a show, whatever, unless you take the jab. And is this now discrimination? I say yes. What do you say? 617-266-6868. And is it now time for a massive boycott? I know I'm not going to go to the TD Garden. As long as this discriminatory policy is in effect, I will not see one show or one game. They will not get a penny from me. Agree? Disagree? 617-266-6868. Laura in Carver. Thanks for holding, Laura, and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hi,
Jeff, with this morning's topic, yes. Not only will we be boycotting TD Garden, but we'd like you and your listeners to take it a step further. We're approaching Christmas shopping season, and we think it would be great. I know we're going to do it. Anything that's made in China, just don't buy it. As a matter of fact, Jeff, I won't even put masks on my face made in China. So I know you had mentioned a couple of weeks ago that it was very difficult to buy things made in the USA. But I'm just hoping that this Christmas season, Hanukkah season, let's just boycott all things China.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you. Laura, let me be very, and you tell me, you may disagree with me, Laura. I really try hard to buy American. I go out of my way. Just to give you a quick example, I needed a new pair of sneakers, okay? So, like shoes, running shoes. And I was looking. And I was going to buy a pair from New Balance. They're $185, $35 more than the regular pair costs. And they say the made in America shoe. They go, look, you're paying more because it's made in America. So I'm looking at the reviews. Every single reviewer said the shoe was horrible. They go, oh, my God, it starts falling apart after like 3 weeks. So I said, hey, forget it. I mean, I'm not going to spend $185 on, you know, on a garbage shoe. But what I now do is, if I can't buy American, I don't care if it's made in India. If it's made in Vietnam, if it's made in Bangladesh, I don't care where it's made. Even that I'll buy, as long as it's not made in China. And still, Laura, I don't know about you. It's like, what, that's trying to make everything now? I'm looking, geez, I just want to buy a freaking t-shirt. You know, I'm not asking for the world here. Made in China, made in China, made in China. If I see something made in Pakistan or India, I'm like, whoa, yes, yes. Like I won the lottery. Buy it now before this, buy it now. So Laura, are you noticing that it's hard to buy anything made in America, but it's even harder or just as hard to buy something that's, forget made in America, that's just not made in China?
Well, that's what prompted me to call, Jeff. We're approaching holiday season, gift giving. So I would hope, I'm doing it, I would hope, turn the product over, and like you said, just boycott the hell out of China. Just boycott the hell out of them.
That's it. Any other country, right? We'll take any other country.
Yes. Yes, and if you're forced to wear masks, do not put a mask made in China on your face.
Amen. Laura, I love the way you think. Thank you very much for that call. Now, I'm telling you, just try that. Yeah, forget made in America. Forget that. I mean, do it. Don't get me wrong, but good luck finding products. Just say, okay, I'll do the world. Anything, any country. You never even heard of this country. You're like, is that even a country? Mongolia, you know, whatever. It's like, you know, Tajikistan. Is that really a country? And really, is it? You know, anything. It's everything is made in China. You can't even find that. So to me, I see anything that doesn't have made in China, take it. Well, you still can. Take it. 617-266-6868. Bob in Boston. Thanks for holding, Bob, and welcome.
266-6868.
Bob, I need you to turn the radio down, Bob. I can hear myself giving the number out.
How you doing?
Good. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing good. I'm a long-time listener. This is going to be the first time I'm disagreeing with you.
Really? Okay, go ahead, Bob.
I don't understand how this can possibly be racist mandate. If it said African-Americans have to do it and nobody else, I would agree. But why is it racist if everybody has to do it? And I hate the mandate, by the way.
No, I understand that. Well, because it disproportionately impacts blacks.
But only because they choose not to do it.
But it doesn't matter. They use that racist argument for everything else. If it disproportionately...
Well, that's true, but don't make it right.
I understand.
I mean, but yeah, I mean, this woke society, everything's racist, but...
Well, but this one, I mean, think about it. You've got 72% of African Americans are refusing to take the vaccine. You're right, it's their choice, obviously, but they don't want to take the vaccine. Most minorities do not want to take the vaccine. So if I'm implementing a policy... It disproportionately hurts and impacts blacks. And, you know, Black Lives Matter is saying, no, they don't care about you and me. They just care about blacks. But their argument is, so we're going to be denying black families entry into the TD Garden? They can't see a game? They can't eat at a restaurant? They can't go see a show?
Yeah, because... but neither can I as a white person if I am not vaccinated.
No, I understand that. But there are many more whites are vaccinated than blacks. So it hurts the black community more than it does other communities. How come these woke white liberals can't realize that? You see, they use disproportionate impact on everything else. Everything else. Tested. Here, just to give you an example, Bob. They're now going to get rid of standardized testing in the schools in Massachusetts. Right. This was a great success story. We had very good standardized tests, high quality standardized tests, rigorous standardized tests. The liberals came out and said, oh, no. Minority students are not testing as well as whites. It's disproportionately impacting blacks and minorities. So now they said the tests are racist. Get rid of all the tests. So they can do it in education. And that's racist, according to them. Well, now I'm turning the guns of the left on the left. I'm saying, by your logic, this is now a clearly racist mandate. They have no argument. What's their argument? They've been applying that logic to everything else.
If you're going with this logic just to shove it in the left's face, I'm all with you. But to say it's racist, I disagree 100%.
You're right. It's not saying, hey, if you're black, we will not serve you. If you're black, we will not have you come into the TD Garden. But they've been using this racist disproportionate impact argument for decades now. Well, you know what? Maybe now it's time we take a page out of their playbook. Bob, think about it. What can John Henry at the Boston Globe say now? What can he say now? What can the leftists in the Democratic Party, what can Maura Healey, what can Elizabeth Warren, what can Ed Markey, what can they say now? They can't. So we got to learn to fight a little dirty. You know what I'm saying, Bob? This is war. 615, thank you very much for that call. 617, in other words, turn the guns of the left on the left. Tell me, how is Black Lives Matter wrong?